The Philippines were jolted this week by malicious sexual content posted on the internet. It targeted the daughter of the vice president, who is now running for president, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The fake news about Lenny Robredo's daughter, Ika, posted on a porn site, is no longer accessible. Now, only a headline alludes to a salacious video. Pollster Ronnie Holmes, with the firm Pulse Asia, says in a presidential campaign deluged with disinformation, this is a new low.
It's really gutter politics at its lowest. However, this is the social media ecology that has developed over the last almost 6 years.
In that time, the presidency of Rodrigo Duterte has been a sort of petri dish where contempt for women proliferated, says the University of the Philippines, Rachel Khan. Duterte often debased women with sexually charged remarks, creating a climate where anything goes. Khan says the bid to taint Robredo's daughter with sleazy social media, weeks before voters render their verdict on her mother, is shocking, but not surprising.
We've had a very misogynist administration, a very misogynist president, who has encouraged this type of demeaning women behavior.
Khan works on a university project that tracks disinformation and says Robredo has been disproportionately targeted starting from the time she became vice president in 2016. She bested Ferdinand Marcos Jr. in a stunning come-from-behind victory, and he's accused her of cheating ever since. This week, the 56-year-old vice president squarely blamed Marcos for disparaging her eldest daughter. I'm not surprised. This is how the opposition operates, she says. How they fight right now is what they'll be like in power, full of lies, full of dirt. They should highlight the good and the good they can do, Robredo says. The Marcos campaign denies any involvement. But Aimee Marcos, Marcos Jr.'s sister, herself a prominent politician, participated in one of the more outlandish invectives against Robredo. Aimee stars in this recent video, displayed on her Facebook page, depicting a mock exorcism of Lenny Robredo. Aimee screams at the flopping doll meant to be Lenny. Don't play the victim card, and shouts,
cheater, cheater!
Another woman exhorts, stop playing the gender card. Stop using the fact you're a woman to find allies. It ends with voices in cities around the world shouting, Len Len loser. Such vitriol suggests the Marcos camp is nervous about another upset victory. Robredo's numbers have surged in the most recent polling. Pollster Ronnie Holmes says the social media stunt maligning her daughter is a mistake that could help her. But Holmes also notes Robredo has a wide gap to close. The question, he says, is whether there is enough time to catch Marcos between now and Election Day, May 9th. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.